We are born with 20 digits, but in no time we acquire 9 more. When a baby is born in the United States, the hospital gives the parents an application form to be filed with the Social Security Administration. Gwen Stewart is a nurse at Sibley Hospital in Washington, D.C.
The information will be sent in and they'll receive a Social Security number in about 13 weeks.
That's a pretty short wait considering how long that number will accompany that baby. Since its inception in 1936, Social Security has assigned 420 million numbers, no duplicates. Those 9 digits survive us, stick with us, and identify us even beyond the grave. And they serve all sorts of purposes unforeseen back in the days of the New Deal. Welfare programs use them to check eligibility. The Social Security number has become a military serial number, a taxpayer ID number. States use it as a driver's license number. Colleges use it as an ID number. And then there are its commercial uses. Let's say our newborn puts on a few years, gets strep throat, and runs out of amoxicillin.
Thank you for calling the Tell Drug Pharmacy telephone refill line. The refill process will now begin. Please enter the cardholder's Social Security number, followed by the pound sign.
When our newborn enters the job market, it will be more than just online pharmacies asking for her number. If she were hired by the George Washington University, Gabby Tagle of Human Resources would put her through the voluminous paperwork of modern employment, and much of it asks for a Social Security number.
We did the I-9, verification of Social Security, or eligibility to work in the U.S., federal and state tax forms, employee questionnaire, pre-tax parking for someone who wants to take advantage.
That requires Social Security number?
Social Security number. U.S. Savings Bond, Social Security number. Direct Deposit, Social Security number. And bank accounts to get your picture ID at the university, Social Security number. What else? To join the gym at the university, Social Security number.
To join the gym.
Yes. To enroll in the life insurance, which is free, Social Security number for yourself.
There are conflicting pressures on the Social Security Administration. Historically, it has valued confidentiality above all. Our Social Security number is the number of our federal retirement account, and how much we put in and get out is a private matter. On the other hand, since September 11, 2001, there's been great interest in tightening security and getting Social Security to share more information with law enforcement. An obvious problem is that counterfeit Social Security cards with fake numbers or other people's numbers circulate widely, providing millions of illegal immigrants entree into the workforce. Earlier this month, Barbara Boberg of the General Accounting Office, the investigative wing of the Congress, told the House Ways and Means Subcommittee on Social Security how easy it is to create a fraudulent Social Security number. She said the GAO's undercover investigators set out to test the system.
We were able ourselves to create fake documents and enumerate 2 non-existent infants. To support our applications for these cards, we used birth certificates. We used certificates of baptism for both of the applications we made. We created these documents with inexpensive, commercially available software. After receiving these cards for children who do not exist, we could have passed them to someone who is not eligible for an SSN. I mean, we wouldn't do that. But it's a clear vulnerability that SSA needs to address.
There's also the problem of plainly bogus Social Security numbers. Does the employer actually check to see if the number on all of those forms really is the Social Security number of the individual who's using it? Employers may call up the Social Security Administration, but more likely, if there's a fraudulent use of a number, here's what happens. The employee gets paid, and the Social Security contributions get sent to the Social Security Administration. If there's a discrepancy between the number and the name, there's software at the Social Security Administration that looks for obvious mistakes, inverted numbers, or misspellings. But the Inspector General of the Social Security Administration, James Hughes, says that still leaves a residue of unreconcilable numbers.
We call that the earnings suspense file.
The suspense file. How big is the suspense file?
Well, since 1937, which is the first year, the suspense file now has $374 billion in unresolved earnings, which have accreted in that file to the present time.
and it's mounting by about $6 billion a year. By the time contributions reach the suspense file, word goes back to the employer, and the employee is probably fired, if he or she has not already moved on to another job. Barbara Boberg of the General Accounting Office says that your employer, just like a lot of other people who ask for your Social Security number, is not legally obliged to verify the number.
That's correct.
What about the Department of Motor Vehicles, where I go to get a driver's license? Again, it's my Social Security number. Is the DMV obliged to verify my number?
The DMV is obliged to collect and retain that number for child support enforcement purposes. They do not have to verify it.
If I open a bank account, does the bank have to verify that that's my Social Security number?
No, they don't. But they must collect it for tax purposes.
So, for a person intent on a short-term fraud, the system is pretty easily gamed, at least long enough to move from job to job before word from the Social Security Administration gets back to the employer. This problem has led to a proposal and to a pilot project. The proposal is from House Subcommittee Chairman Republican Representative Clay Shaw of Florida.
We should put together some type of a hotline so that you can get immediate identification and at least match the name and the number. Now, that doesn't mean that the name and the number both match but are both fictitious. So there's no foolproof way of doing it with the existing system.
But the Social Security Administration has given access to a database of Social Security numbers and names to about 100 employers. It's a pilot project by which the number gets checked at the moment of employment. If it works and if it's expanded, getting a job with a fake card could get a lot harder. Still, there are obstacles to tightening up the verification process. Social Security employs about 60,000 people. Most of its work is determining eligibility for disability benefits. As Inspector General Jim Hughes says, his agency can issue true numbers, but it can't police the use of them for purposes other than Social Security.
We do the best we can to work with the other parts of government and commerce and law enforcement to work through all of these ancillary issues. But basically, our responsibility is the issuance and the maintenance of the records around those true numbers.
But Barbara Boberg of the GAO says the Social Security Administration is under pressure to make verification a higher priority. And she says watching the agency reconcile that pressure with its historic sense of mission is going to be interesting.
To find out what you can do to protect your Social Security number, go to npr.org.